Welcome back. Welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. It's Marco.
Hey, it's Monafi.
What's up? How you doing?
I am lovely.
As you should be.
Okay. what was aggression in your voice about?
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're a little jittery.
Low key. Just low key.
What you got going on?
Nothing.
You got some tea for us?
No.
We told them none of our business.
No, and we not going to do it on this episode either. No. But anyways, I want to give a shout out to my grandma. She turned 89 this week.
Hey. Mm-hmm. We only wish we could live that long.
Right?
I know she got all the tea.
All the fucking juice.
She know a lot of stuff.
It's definitely a blessing to see how she is still today. Like, she's still vibrant. She's still coherent. She's just, you know, messy as hell still. Giving me all the juice.
Yes.
I make sure I spend time with my grandma all the time on my lunch break. Well, I'll just go visit on the weekend, just chill. And she'll just give me some juice and just
tell you old stories about Haiti and stuff.
Old stories. When I tell you, and sometimes she be repeating the stories, but I don't mind hearing them again.
That's what old people do. Right. They just be repeating themselves.
So definitely give a shout out to my beautiful grandma.
Yay. Happy birthday to grandma.
Yeah.
Speaking of shout outs, I definitely want to shout out my friend Osmar. He's going to be on the podcast in about 2 weeks, you all. No, I'm lying. In about a month, in November.
Right.
So make sure to tune in. He definitely want to discuss more about the whole Latino being black thing. And then we'll, of course.
Lord.
Why you saying like that?
Oh, gosh.
He said we was using Latino and Spanish interchangeably, and we should not have. And I know we shouldn't have. I know. You know, there's a difference. So, we'll have him on. We'll talk about that. So, I'm very excited.
We'll see what he got going on. What he got to say.
He gonna check you, boo.
Who gonna check me?
So, what's on your mind?
Anyway, so, the other day I was watching the Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin interview.
What was you watching it on?
YouTube.
Okay.
So they were having a conversation, two poets who literally, two separate generations, and they were just talking about how love is in the black community and how things should be and how things are. And so one thing that Nikki said was that kind of like, which is the reason why I even brought it up, it was that she felt like a man should love her enough to lie to her. Mm-hmm. And the reason why she brought that up is because of the fact that when we're talking about black men, so when the man goes to work and have to fake it for the white people, have to fake it and have to sit there and deal with their shit and still put a smile on their face and still have to deal with that shit, still make it a little pleasant. But then when you come home, treating her like shit, like being mean to her, no affection, no I love you, no flowers, no nothing like that. So she was just like, you know, at the end of the day, fake it with me too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just fake it the same way you faking it with them, fake it with me. So at this point she was like, yo, if you love me enough, I think you will lie to me.
So what's your question? You trying to see if people
if people agree with that shit. Like, do you think that
with that statement?
Right, with that statement.
That just reminded me of Baby Boy. Remember Tyrese was like, I lie to you because I care about your feelings.
Right.
So I guess it's a little true to that. If somebody care about how you feel and what kind of impression they're going to leave on you, then they will, to an extent,
lie. Your feelings.
They'll consider your feelings, and so they may lie or conceal information just so that they don't disappoint you or make you feel bad or whatever. So, yeah.
I mean, in this, okay, so the reason why I even brought it up was because it had me thinking about my situation with my ex, where, you know, I literally blatantly asked them, like, yo, did you fuck somebody else? You know what I'm saying? The nigga said, yeah. Very nonchalant, just
He just said, like, he responded quickly. He was just like, yeah.
He was like, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No hesitation.
Yeah, I did. Like, no hesitation, no consideration, no regards to my feelings or how I may take it or whatever. That nigga, like, really went there. And I'm just like, at that point, I just knew, like, this nigga was just on some other bullshit.
He didn't care about you at all.
He didn't give a fuck about my feelings. Didn't give a fuck about me. And I'm not trying to sit there and say, like, I would have preferred him to lie to me. But there's just certain ways for me to know that you still was considering my feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like that little bum-ass nigga was on that shit with me. Mm-hmm. You know? So.
Yeah, and I feel like anytime somebody can disrespect you in your face or treat you like crap, mm-hmm. With just no regards, no consideration, like, they don't care about you.
Right.
But anytime people go to extremes to hide what they got going on or just tell little white lies to make you feel better, then I know it's a fucked up thing, right. But yeah, that mean they give a fuck about you just a little bit. That kind of happened to me before too. Like, that's when I knew what I had going on was over.
Was done.
Like, yeah, we was like in a crib,
right?
And he leaving out or whatever, and I'm like, I already know where you going. Nigga took a shower, got to smelling all good, looking good. I'm like, I already know where you going. He like, okay. And I'm like, but that's cool, because I'm finna go do me too.
Right.
He's like, I don't care, go do you.
Oh. So you didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, so anytime somebody just come out with the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Right.
But the only difference is, if I come to you with something and I ask you for the truth, then you should tell the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because then it's like, now you just being disrespectful. Now, with you, I know you asked him, but I feel like if you ask somebody and they hesitate a little bit or they try to laugh first, right, then it's like, you know, they care about what your response right. is going to be.
And again, like I said, it's just all the way that you answer the question, the way yeah. you know what I'm saying? Because if you are not...
But would you have wanted him to laugh right then and there? Or you just wanted him to, like, at least...
My thing is, I think I would have... I don't know if I would have been okay with a lie.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I would have found out the truth anyways, but...
Just more so some hesitation with the answer. Or look like you got a little bit of regret.
I would have appreciated if I would have seen some type of consideration for my feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the way this nigga did it, it was on some disrespectful shit, and which is the reason why I felt the way I felt.
Well, I'm real happy that he's a thing of the past.
Right.
And hopefully we never have to go through that kind of bullshit again. Ever. But you know, life is a cycle. You know, I always say that. So what goes up comes out, and we may deal with the shit again.
We'll see.
You'll be better prepared.
Better prepared.
Mm-hmm. So, what I wanted to talk about that's kind of been blowing me, because it's one thing to look for something and find it, but to be minding your business at 8:00 in the morning. And the sexual perversion come your way.
Right.
What the hell? So,
definitely what she's talking about is definitely a porn pandemic.
Yeah, it's definitely a porn pandemic or epidemic or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just like everywhere you turn, you seeing porn.
Right.
And you don't even have to look for it. Like, I can be on Twitter just like minding my business and like somebody that I don't even follow, mm-hmm. I'll see porn down my timeline. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or I can be on my computer and just put in one wrong letter and then freaking porn pops up. So, like, what the hell? I don't appreciate it.
I mean, I get with Twitter, the way that Twitter has been going...
They need to change their algorithms, because I don't like it.
That shit might as well be a porn site at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because the way I see it, and this is just me personally, I just feel like the gays just fucked it up for everybody.
You just gonna blame it on your your community?
On the gay dudes is because of the fact that a high hypersexual these niggas can be. To the point where it's just like every little thing on my Twitter, like I'll just scroll like a couple. It's just always something going on. And to me,
I don't see gay porn on my timeline. So I don't think it's a gay thing.
Well, I've seen straight. I've seen gay.
I never really see gay porn.
Well, because I'm in the gay community, and of course, if some of the people that follow me, of course, they're gay.
I see.
And so I'm always, it's always some bullshit. So I even thought about, like, maybe I should, like, unfollow these niggas.
No, I literally, like, mute people and block people because I just really don't appreciate it. If I'm looking for,
you know,
for,
I'm not really on Twitter savvy, so you can actually mute them. And
yes, you can mute them, and you would never see them again.
Oh shit! Okay, maybe I should do that shit.
And I feel like it's because, you know, Tumblr, all the porn used to be there, all the free porn, and now they blocked it. So I feel like all those people moved over to Twitter.
Do you think Twitter's gonna follow the same thing?
I hope so, but it don't look like it because, again, it's just there. And it's like back in the day, people didn't have easy access to porn. Remember, they had VHS tapes at first. And then, wait, how did you first see porn? Was it on the internet or through, like,
I think it was my cousin's stash.
What kind of stash? Was it like the DVDs or VHS?
I don't believe it was VHS. I believe it was DVDs.
I don't remember.
I really honestly don't remember.
But what I'm saying is back in the day, you had to jump through hoops, kind of, to like come across porn. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first came across it, I wasn't looking for it. I was just like babysitting, trying to watch a movie. It was a blank VHS tape in the TV, and I'm like, oh, what is this? It didn't have any labels on it. Next thing you know, you turn it on.
That's usually like, how niggas get.
It's like, ah!
The minute that you turn it on, you want to look behind you, be like, who the fuck watching you?
No, it's just heard these stupid ass noises.
How old were you?
Like 13, 14. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, wait. Why are they making all these noises? Like, fuck me.
He's so damn stupid.
I can't stand. Look, porn annoys the hell out of me just because
of the facial expressions, the sound effects.
I don't like that at all. So, with that being said, when it come across my timeline unsolicited, I'm just like,
it's annoying.
It's
like
annoying.
I said, like, I just don't understand. Like, these niggas are out here, when I tell you, plastering their face, like, literally every other picture is a naked picture. I just don't get the shit.
Well, it's definitely a moneymaker. I know somebody who did amateur porn.
Money, well, pays the fucking bills, though.
That part. They said they made $8,000 in less than 4 weeks. So I can see why a lot of people are online just doing it as an easy way to make money. Now, would I do it? Absolutely not. But it's gotten so bad that over the weekend, over a billboard in Detroit, right off the highway, some dudes had snuck into an advertising building or something like that, and they played porn on the digital advertising screen off the expressway for 20 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, people just driving, minding their business, and the porn just comes to you. Like, and then there was another instance where the professor is in college, he's teaching, and he's trying to change the slide, and then porn pops up. Well, he must have had that on his computer, but still.
You know that nigga had that on his computer. His students probably be like, looking at him like, what the fuck?
He might as well have to resign, because that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, you don't even have to look for it nowadays. It's just come to you, and you like, I'm just trying to stay pure.
What you mean? Shut up.
No, speaking of pure, though, Erica Campbell, the gospel singer,
you know,
from Mary Mary, Shackles on my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. She said you ain't praising the Lord when you masturbate.
Well, I don't think you are praising the Lord when you're masturbating. She, like, the fuck? That shit don't make no difference.
I was gonna
sense.
Say something else. When you be on it, you be like, oh my God. You be praising. Hey, no, let me stop playing with God. But, listen. She said it's not pure to masturbate.
To which is own. If that's what she feels, if she doesn't want to, then, I mean, is she married?
She is, so, and so her argument
she don't
is
need
that,
to be speaking on shit that had nothing to do with her. Okay, like...
Wait, you don't think married people masturbate?
I'm just saying you really wouldn't need to because you...
But yes, you would.
If that's, like I said, that's all I'm saying on my, like, I really want to need to if I have somebody making sure that I'm sexually satisfied. Why do I need to go do that shit myself? I mean, like I said, I'm not saying that, you know.
So you telling me when you get married, you're not going to?
Would I need to? Yeah. Will I need to? No.
You probably will because you may travel for work. Your husband may travel for work. They may be asleep and tired, and you might want to get one off. Like, I could think of a bunch of scenarios.
Okay, you could definitely pick a scenario, but you know what I'm saying. Overall, would you need to?
Well, that was her argument. Like, if you marry, how do you think your husband feel about having to compete with, like, a toy and stuff like that?
Now, okay. Now, let's just say if that gift that he has is under, you know what I'm saying? And you have a toy that's like...
I didn't talk about that last podcast. You know what I'm saying? See, you didn't marry him, you love him, but he just ain't got the girth.
Oh my gosh.
He don't get, you know, he can't listen. You know?
Disclosure, this is not a sex podcast, okay? Because I feel like we get a little too carried away when we talk about shit like this, but
okay, well then let's just talk about something depressing.
Just say it.
What? It wasn't this has been in the news,
like,
my
but
mind.
Like I said, in the Bible it does say if you spill your seeds, some shit like that. All I know is that somebody's spilling seeds.
I'm gonna go read it. Any of our listeners know anything about what book and chapter?
Girl, it's Google. There's Google. Just go online and figure that shit out.
I just feel like some people be lying on the Bible and God sometimes to make themselves sound right. Half of the shit they be trying to preach on, they gotta shut up.
I agree.
There ain't nobody make y'all the end all be all to everything. Seriously. But on a more serious note, you know, Amber Geiger, she got sentenced to 10 years for killing both of them, John.
I'm not fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is like a slap to motherfucker's face. Like, bitch.
But did you really think she was going to get more than that? Like, did you really think that?
I mean, honestly, okay. When I watched her
first of all, we didn't even think she was going to get indicted.
Right. We definitely didn't. I definitely didn't think so. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then I remember the other day when I was watching her video, her testimony, when she was crying and she was just like, oh, she doesn't deserve to be with her family. She feels like she, you know, she would rather it be her than him and all this other bullshit. And I was really trying to... Because, you know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm an emotional person, so I'm sensitive. So I could read certain shit to be like, okay, is this genuine? Like, is she really, like, where is this emotion coming from? And at that point, I really don't feel like her emotions was coming for that man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They were coming for herself.
It was coming for herself. Because at the end of the day, why the fuck are we even having a trial if you're talking about you don't even deserve to be with your family and this and that, whatever.
Right, you would have pled guilty or made some type of plea.
You would have pled guilty and be like, I did this,
mm-hmm.
and I deserve to be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Now, ain't nobody going to say that. Let's be realistic.
I know that for a fact. But my
no, you're going to be like, let's reach an agreement.
What I'm saying is, she said out her dick suckers. What she said was, I don't deserve it. So at that point, if you're saying that you don't deserve to be free, you don't deserve to be with your family or what have you, then bitch, why we open? Why what is the, what's the conversation about?
Because you know that was bullshit to win sympathy right. from a and so jury.
My issue was that here we go again with the entitlement bullshit, and there's two levels of entitlements. Mm-hmm. With this situation, one is that you're a police officer, and number two, you are a blonde white woman. You know, America loves them a good blonde white woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A good a damsel in distress. You know what I'm saying? So
a damsel in distress.
In this motherfucking case, like, that shit really pissed me off. Like, this lady literally walked up to this man's house. She she thought that it was somebody else's house. And then all of a sudden, your ass sit there and shot the man.
Mm-hmm.
You walk over him and shot. Like, what the fuck? No CPR was done. No nothing.
No, she didn't do CPR. That shit, and, that but shit you remember was, in a trial, they was like, do you know how to do CPR? And she was like, yeah. And they was like, well, why didn't you? She was like, she was trying to. And they was like, but how you was trying to if you was on the phone with right. the police and they got there and you hadn't did it, like, and she just was looking stupid. She ain't had nothing to say.
Because she's a fucking liar.
So, with them sentencing her to 10 years, mm-hmm. that means she's really only gonna serve, like,
maybe 4, maybe 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she should've got more because...
She definitely should've got more.
Remember I said that she was trigger happy.
Right.
Right? So, they was pulling up old text messages between her and other people, basically to show that she is like a racist. Mm-hmm. So, one of the text messages, she said, "Damn, I was at this area with 5 different black officers!" Exclamation points. I'm not a racist, but damn.
What the fuck does that mean? Yo, what the hell?
And then at another point, somebody told her they have a German Shepherd dog for sale or something. And he was like, he's a good dog and he's trained, except for he might be racist. And what? She was like, haha, I might be a little too. Yeah, so with that being said, it's just like, I still don't think she went in there meaning to kill him. But I do believe that once she saw it was a black man, she didn't care about killing him.
Right,
Kim.
Right.
Like, it was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, my thing is, that shit don't even make motherfucking sense to me. Like, you really, really thought that your ass was gonna, like... I have no respect for that bitch.
Her or the system. So, what do you think about the fact that the police officer inside of the courthouse was, like, rubbing her, combing her hair down? No, she was a black woman.
The police officer?
Uh-huh. Inside of the courthouse, she was rubbing her hair down. Mm-hmm. And then the police officer, I mean, the judge came and gave her a big hug.
Right.
And then and both of them's brother came and gave her a big hug.
Okay.
Everybody was pissed. Let me just tell you what they were saying online. It was just like, black people always showing compassion and whoop the bam. And meanwhile, our oppressors always get away with stuff, but y'all want to be showing all this public display of affection, feeling sorry for this white woman who killed this man on purpose. Okay. So people was up in arms.
So I don't think it's a sense of feeling sorry for the person. Mm. I think it's a sense of, I'm not going to live my life with hate. And that's for the brother. Now, mm-hmm. as far as the police officer and the judge, that was completely inappropriate. Like, bitch,
it was.
Stay your ass up. Like, there was no reason why your ass is even showing any type of emotions or anything for this case. That's you're here to preside over the case, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that your ass is over here, like, giving Bibles and shit and giving Girl Scout cookies, like, bitch, what the fuck you got going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was completely inappropriate.
All right, so... But as far as the brother, mm-hmm. I completely understand, like, if he truly feels like he does not want to live his life. And as a matter of fact, he also had an interview as well, uh-huh. and they even asked him. But at the end of the day, what he said was, like, he doesn't want to live with hate in his heart. Because having that type of hate inside you, it could fester up. It could definitely develop into something else later on in life. You know what I'm saying? So I, like, if he felt compelled to forgive that lady and be able to move on with his life, I felt like that's what he did for himself.
Yeah,
no one can sit there and say like, oh, well, it's the black people trying to have compassion, this and that, whatever. No. It's an individual who is choosing love over hate.
But period. I don't think he took into account the kind of triggers that this will have on black people. This has
nothing. Like, listen.
I know he didn't think about it.
No, but my thing is, I just lost my brother. I'm not trying to be nobody's advocate. I'm not trying to be nobody's. I'm not trying to hold a torch for nobody. This is for my personal life and my personal growth and me going forward with that life. I'm not seeing you guys. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. why do I have to sit there and okay, I gotta be upset. I gotta be mad. No, the nigga chose not to be upset. He's hurt. He chose not to be upset. Then that's his choice. I'm not going to judge him for it. I'm not going to scrutinize him for it. Like, oh, that's fucked up. Or, you know, here come, you know, black people always, you know, having to show compassion and all this other shit. I'm not with all that extra shit. That right there is extra noise.
Well, yeah. Like, with him apologizing, I definitely didn't feel no kind of way. Like, I mean, with him giving her a hug and stuff.
Well, I was like, wait, apologize?
No, he didn't,
like,
apologize. With him giving her a hug, like, I didn't feel no kind of way. Right. It was just like, that's weird, because who would? I wouldn't do it. I'm not there. So, that part was just like, why would you do that? But whatever. But I do understand why people would be just kind of upset about it.
But my thing
just is, because of the way the media is spinning it. But you know what I'm saying?
It's nobody's place. It's no one's place to be speaking on what he felt that he needed to do for himself.
Touche. So by him doing that, it that's the reason she only got 10 years.
Right. And that part I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. So listen to what the jury said.
He seemed like just the light in their lives, and he was kind and just caring and forgiving. And I told everyone, I was like, I'm really having a hard time with this, because we all agree that it was a mistake, and I don't think Bo would want to take harsh vengeance. I think he would want to forgive her, and I didn't feel like I had any right to speak for him, and he isn't there to talk for himself. But listening now, people talked about him, I felt like he would forgive her.
They asked for 28.
So the jury took that into account. They like, y'all sitting here saying that Bo was this Christian, and like, y'all all saying that he will probably forgive her, and y'all up here giving Amber a hug and stuff. Well, shoot, it sounds like everybody want her to just get
everybody's cool.
Everybody agreed that it was a mistake. Let's just give her something. It don't have to be excessive, and that's how that happened.
I think that's just really sad. What? The whole situation said, like, this little bitch is about to walk free in a couple. And you know,
already know they're going to make a GoFundMe for her. And she probably going to have a lot of money when she get out. Write a book.
That shit, you know how that shit go. No motherfucking sense. And it pisses me off.
Okay, so people that have testified on the case, it's starting to affect them. So this black woman that testified, she had she the one who recorded like the aftermath of the incident or whatever. She ended up getting fired from her job because her job was like, they don't want the publicity. And they said they took away her credentials. She worked for like a pharmaceutical company or something.
What do you mean they took away her credentials?
So, whatever kind of credentials that, she what, had what for her job mean? They took it away. If she had, like, certifications or whatever, they took them away.
You can't take a certification that I got certified in. The fuck they well, talking
they,
about?
She said they took away her credentials, and she lost her job because of it. And the police confiscated her phone and the video and never gave it back to her.
Damn.
Exactly. Then Joshua Brown got killed over the weekend, leaving his apartment. He was one of the main people testifying against Amber. He was Bo's neighbor. And so with that being said, when they found him, he had gotten shot in the mouth and in the chest.
No, it wasn't in the mouth. It was It was not in the mouth.
I thought I could have.
Right. I found that story, and it was not. So it was not in the mouth.
They lied.
The family said it was in the mouth, but it was.
So why they lied?
I don't know.
Okay, so he got shot up. So now it's just like, who's next?
Right. Who else testified?
See, that's why the fuck I told you. You still snitching or not?
Okay, you see, about that whole Tekashi shit, let me just reiterate.
I'm just saying, you see what snitching would get you.
Let me just reiterate on that part right quick, because now looking at it, because I remember in our last podcast when we were talking about it, I did say, like, definitely snitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody doing 47 years. But then again, I started thinking about it. I was like, okay, well, what makes his freedom more important than the people that he's snitching on and who may get incarcerated or who may be implicated in because he's testifying on against them? So my thing is, like, if he's going to sit there and have somebody else get time, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that point, you were in the whole situation, you was dealing with it, then I feel like you should be able to, like, you know, hold yourself accountable to your shit.
Oh, you're singing a different song. Right,
you know what I'm saying? But then again, it's still 47 motherfucking years, though, so I may have to consider me personally in that situation. I don't give a fuck.
Listen. Okay, so what about being a witness for the prosecutors?
No. I'm not corroborating no story. I'm not. Don't come. I didn't see. Even though I was probably sitting right in front and I seen everything with my eyes. No. I'm not going to, you know, testify or did you see this and did you see that? Nope. I didn't see a motherfucking thing.
At all. Keep me out of it.
Right.
I listened to this podcast, it's called Serial, and it just basically talk about, I'm not saying the Dallas Police Force has anything to do with Joshua Brown's killing, but all I'm saying is, historically speaking, the police force, they go after people who come for them.
Right.
So, on a podcast called Serial, they had a few cases, but one of the cases stood out to me, where the dude ended up suing the police force, I think they beat him up or something. Mm-hmm. And then after he sued them, they like stalked him every single day. They would wait for him to come out his house. Soon as he turned a corner, now he getting a ticket for not stopping at a stop sign, even though he stopped. Just literally, he couldn't escape them. Right. So they like made his life a living hell. So you got that. And then you remember when the Ferguson stuff went down, a lot of the men that were on the forefront of that, they end up dead. So it's just like, when you trying to, like, your best bet is just to not be involved.
Don't say shit.
Don't be involved with none of this.
You ain't hear nothing.
I mean, it just sucks because we do need people who gonna stand up for what's right. But then it's like,
but then when you putting yourself
out there to be a martyr. Like,
right. I'm good on that shit.
Oop. Okay, so Donald Trump is still going off.
Again. What he's saying now?
Okay, so a reporter interviewed him about, well, was trying to interview him about the impeachment inquiry.
Right.
So I don't know if we talked about it last pod or not, but everybody, they have launched an impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump. The reason being, he coerced Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son over some business deals that the Bidens had done. And he's like, I want y'all to investigate them. And if you don't investigate them, we're not going to give y'all this money.
Which was like a billion dollar money.
Yeah.
And so they're definitely not.
He kind of blackmailed them a little, you know.
Bribed
them.
Quid pro quo, that's what it's called.
Yeah, so. And if y'all don't know, that's illegal.
Right.
Okay, if you think that somebody, a U.S. citizen, is involved in any corruption, you're supposed to go to the FBI CIA.
The worst part about it is you're reaching out to a foreign
government.
Government.
Mm-hmm.
that whole type of shit is affecting our national security. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're putting us at risk.
And you put them in our business.
Doing some shit like that. And then, in addition to that, he also told China the same thing. Like, yo, can you guys investigate this?
He got on camera and did it.
He's really trying to solidify his position in 2020.
But not only that, he's just trying to tear down everything we've built
like over these years. Like our democracy.
Yeah, our democracy. He is just like tearing everything down.
He doesn't really think that he's doing it.
Oh, he know what he's doing. I'm reading this book called Proof of Conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And it shows you how, like, for over 20 years, they've been planning on him to be president.
Right.
They've been putting stuff in place that they want him to do once he become president. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty much been knocking stuff off the list one by one.
Right, right.
So, with that being said, this is another thing that he's knocking off the list because Ukraine and Russia got some shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
So Russia is basically like, we want you to work for us, Donald Trump.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So do this against Ukraine or whatever. And that way, they gonna have some kind of advantage over that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so he was having a press conference with the Prime Minister of Ukraine. And one of our reporters asked him, like, what exactly did you want them to do?
Right.
And of course, he refused to answer it. But here go the clip.
Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did you hear me?
What did you want?
Did you hear me?
Yes,
ask him a question.
I will, but
I've given you a long answer. Oh. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir. I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
you. I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt. And you have some very fine people, too.
He's so disgusting.
Right.
Just the way he speaks to people. You dodged the question. You didn't even answer it. You just went straight to attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't even understand people who could vouch for him.
Right.
Like, y'all don't see what's going on. Like, that's crazy to me. How can you fuck with somebody like that?
I mean, the way it's going, the way it's looking, you know, now they had, you know, obviously they had a whistleblower. The way all this information got out anyways and got leaked
mm-hmm.
was because there was a whistleblower who actually was able to provide the transcripts of the phone call between President President Trump, like, fuck that nigga.
Donald Trump, that
nigga and the Ukraine president. And so they released all the transcripts. The whistleblower, you know, came. We don't even know the identity of the whistleblower.
Because we're not supposed
to. Right. So they're protecting it by all costs and whatever. So Donald Trump is saying that, yo, that person is a spy. You know what I'm saying? That person is literally trying to illegitimize, like, the whole...
It's almost like he's never even worked in a real business or corporation before.
Mm-hmm.
Because even, like, at your regular job, you have these courses and they tell you, hey, if you see anything fraudulent happening or anything, you are protected under the whistleblower clause.
Right.
Just report it so we can investigate it. You are free from retaliation. They don't say you're a fucking spy. How are you a spy?
Right.
You working for the government. You heard something that did not sound right, and you wanted investigated.
And so today, there was a second whistleblower who came out today.
Come on. Come through, collaborate
there
stories.
There was number two. So they're really, you know, doubling down on their investigation, and they're really trying to... And I think the House would definitely, you know, get to that vote.
Oh, shoot. I just thought about something.
What?
Do you think this is why he's having our troops pull out from Syria?
The thing about it is...
Because I kind of felt like he was going to try to
do
something
dramatic,
like a war or something, so he don't get impeached yet.
So just so that we can change the narrative, so we can change the conversation.
Yeah.
But now, nigga, they coming for your ass.
Because it's like, if it's a national emergency or a war or something, like you said, we don't have time to focus on impeachment because we got to take care of this war.
And catch this shit. And, you know, in New York, they're still They're still investigating all his other shit.
Yeah, they say he has to give his taxes. Yeah, he has for the last 8 years.
So this will be very interesting to see, you know, when he gives up his taxes, like what's actually on them, to see who is he in dealing with. Like,
he's not gonna give them up. Like I said, he gonna start some bullshit before he gives his stuff up, allegedly. Let me remind the listeners, just in case this ever come across. Mm-hmm. I love America. I love to be here. And I love our presidents. Except for this one.
You like Bush?
Listen.
No, just because one is more worse than the other, I'm all about accountability. And I'm not gonna
I'm not saying who I don't like and who I like. All I'm saying I just love my country and I want the best for it. Okay. That's it.
Cool. Just making sure.
On to the mess. Okay, y'all. So Mark really was interested in this story, and I guess it's like a hot topic over the internet.
Right.
So for anybody who watch Basketball Wives, you know, you got the OG Evelyn, mm-hmm. meaning like she's been on the show forever.
Right.
And then we got a newcomer. Her name is literally OG.
Right.
It's short for something. She's African, so she has a. Oh, okay. So it's short for Oguam.
Right.
So they call her OG. So with that being said, the newcomer, she came in last season. But this season is when she turned the heat up. And what happened was...
Why do you say that she turned the heat up?
Let me finish giving the people a little summation of what's going on. Because I don't think a lot of our listeners even watch that show.
Okay.
But you have the new girl.
If you're going to give the story, give it right. Because I don't want you to, you know, sway.
I'm not trying to sway them. I'm just giving them facts.
No, because you was like, oh, well, she was trying to turn it up. Like,
okay.
Hey, just making sure.
So we have the new girl coming in. Mm-hmm. Again, Evelyn Lozada, she's one of the veterans of the show. And then you have, and she's Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. Then you have the new girl coming in, African girl. And she's best friends with the Asian girl. What's her name? Cece.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Evelyn, she's been like all in Cece's business. It has nothing to do with her.
Right.
But she always inserted herself into the conversations to be in this woman's business. So Cece is like mild mannered, like real classy beige, right. You know? And so OG feel like, this is my friend, the African girl. This is my friend. You know, I'm going to defend her when she can't defend herself. Right. That's admirable. I fuck with that. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's cool. So, at one point, Cece got some balls about herself.
Right.
She had that alcohol courage.
I don't think she had that alcohol courage.
Yes, she
what
did.
What it was is she just got it in her. And she's at one point, she just got tired of the bullshit.
Well, it happened when she was drinking, okay?
Whatever.
And she went off on Evelyn. And
Evelyn was, could not take it.
She was flabbergasted.
She could
was
not
like,
take it.
Oh, right. Like, she literally just, she pretty much felt defeated that first night when they got into it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, she's like, I got to get my revenge. So they are on vacation.
In Costa Rica.
And she went to try to confront Cece. And so at this point, OG inserted herself because
she was running after.
Regardless, she inserted herself. You're not going to attack my friend. I'm here. So if y'all want to attack anybody, y'all can attack me. And so from that point on, Evelyn and OG got into it. And then it went into Evelyn calling OG ugly. And OG saying, well, if I'm so ugly, why did your ex-husband want me?
Right.
So then Evelyn calls her ex-husband, Ocho Cinco, like, this girl saying, you tried to talk to her.
Thirst.
What's the tea?
The thirst.
And he like, I'll send you the messages. She was the one trying to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she presented that information in front of the crew, trying to embarrass OG.
Right.
And then OG was like, oh, girl, those are not all the receipts. So she pulled out her own text messages from 2011. It's 2019. I've changed phones so many times since then, so I don't even understand why you had anything from 2011. Nevertheless, she pulled out the receipts. And, you know, it was a mutual...
It was a defeating motive for...
It was a mutual thing between OG and Ocho Cinco. And so now the internet is buzzing.
about this shit.
Yeah, they're like, yay, OG got Evelyn, finally somebody got her.
And I just feel like somebody got the bully. You know what I'm saying? Like, because Evelyn has been throwing bottles, jumping on tables, throwing drinks in people's faces and whatever. So now she just really, you know, found somebody who was not about to back down. And I'm going to show you what the fuck it really is. Dumb girls cannot handle a real bitch. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So
they're not used to that. I would agree with that. They're not used to that.
My thing is, like, my main issue is accountability. You know what I'm saying? So my issue was just, like, for Shawnee to sit there and keep saying, like, OG's a liability because she's aggressive.
So OG, you all, she was uninvited from the group's final dinner because Shawnee O'Neal said that she's too aggressive and she's a liability. I agree.
But my thing is, how is she a liability when
she say
when Evelyn has been throwing
bottles? Don't matter. Evelyn ain't threatening to kill nobody or break their jaw.
Period. But Evelyn, okay. Here's my issue with what Mona is saying. The girls literally threw a bottle. The girl actually threw a table. Someone could have really got hurt by that shit. But then me, who's just voicing like what I can do to y'all motherfuckers, like I will fuck you up. You don't want to hold you. Y'all want to say that I'm a liability to the show, but then these other hoes over here, like there's and like she said, there's different. There's definitely like different set of rules for the girls. There's a set of rules for her and a set of rules for them, and that's just not fair.
I mean, let's be realistic, right? So if I'm on a show with one of my best friends, and then somebody else come on being all aggressive, I don't care what I've seen my best friend do in the past. I know what she is capable of, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what this other girl is capable of. So if she come and so be like, I'm going to do this and
why,
do that.
So why?
Then, and if I have the power, yes, I'm going
to
ban you.
And that's fine. But then why bring new girls then? Because all your
they need to get in line.
Right. You know what I'm saying? No. But you're right, though. They want new girls that's going to sit there and be able to be bullied by them girls.
Oh, nobody is bullying her. She can't be bullied if she's telling people she's going to kill them. She's not a victim.
She's never been a victim. Because exactly. It was impossible for her to be a victim.
Being bullied.
No, but that person, Evelyn, is definitely a fucking bully. And you know that shit. Those women like to pry on like weak people. That's the reason why she was chasing after CeCe.
Yeah, I ain't like that.
Right.
But, I'm still not fucking with OG. That's the
story. You don't have to fuck with her, but all I'm saying is hold people accountable to what the fuck they, like, they be doing.
What do you want me to say?
No, I don't want you to say
that. What do you want the moral to be?
The moral of the whole story about the whole
Shawnee OG. Said she talked to Evelyn off camera about her actions.
Lies. Okay? That's fucking lies.
I don't believe that.
Lies. She was just trying to save face for the show because it looks
some stuff you're not gonna speak on in front of people when it's regarding your friend. You're gonna have that conversation with your friend behind closed doors.
I just don't feel like Shawnee did that.
Okay.
She's just fake. So that is what it is. So.
I just felt like OG came on the show with a nasty attitude, ready to attack
people.
She
came on the show just like everybody else. And
she's been a groupie.
Ready.
Those 2011 text messages shows that she been waiting to use these receipts since 2011.
I don't think so.
Who got text messages from 2011?
I mean, I got messages in my phone that was probably back.
Never from 2011. From 8 years ago?
Yeah, I probably still got...
Come on. The only time I've kept messages for more than a year, at the most like 2 years, I can't even keep them longer because I end up getting a new phone.
Right.
Was literally for the time when I may have to pull out some receipts.
Regardless of the optics, whatever you're trying to paint this whole shit to be, at the end of
the day... The girl been waiting on this moment. That's what I'm trying to say.
At the end of the day, Evelyn Lozada took that L. She was pressed. You know what I'm saying? She was very hurt. You can tell she was hurt. I was hurt for her. You know what I'm saying?
She was hurt.
That shit was embarrassing as fuck. Because you thought that you was coming with some shit to make somebody feel like shit. But then you end up feeling like shit. Because at the end of the day, she was... Ocho Cinco was over here trying to fuck with her when y'all was, you know, together. And now all of a sudden, you're... Now all of a sudden you tooting up your face, be like, oh wait, well I was married to him like oh, I was this or I was that. Oh, so what, you wanted him? At this point, you become the non-motherfucking factor, because a couple of years ago, when you was fucking Kenny Anderson and you fucked him twice and you told Tammy that shit, at this point, I don't give a fuck about you and what you got going on. It's warranted, right?
Okay.
We did speak about karma the other day, and karma will always have a way to come back and get that ass.
And it's crazy that it was the same situation. The same
motherfucking situation. She was like, hurt.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is about a nigga who don't even fuck with you like that no more at all.
Yeah.
This nigga don't fuck with you at all.
But what did you think about OG calling her a racist, though?
The reason why I feel like OG called her a racist was because I feel...
Y'all, she got real ugly with it, and I did not agree with it. She called Evelyn. She was like, oh, you trying to be black. You will never be black. Yo, ex, he like black women. That's why he wanted me, and I got a natural ass. And
Jeanette, no, but I mean,
whatever. She's just like...
Well, what she was saying is, I have natural beauty. What you got is... Some fabricate, like, you create, what you got is
created.
Well,
why she don't tell that girl she racist? That girl, or she want to be black. I never get that from Evelyn. See, that's why that conversation about Puerto Ricans considering themselves black come into play again. Because Evelyn, she look at herself like...
Okay, you see...
A black woman. Okay, that's what she said. She said she's Afro-Latina.
Now she's want to be Afro-Latina.
I don't think she ever considered herself to be other.
Look, at the end of the day... Evelyn called Cece Ling Ling, okay?
Wait, what?
Ling Ling.
That's a Asian slur?
Right, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
she called her Ling Ling?
She did call her Ling. That was racist.
That was.
She called Jackie a cockroach. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why she called Jackie a cockroach?
There's reasons why you called her a cockroach. Jackie don't have no cockroaches at her house. Jackie don't be acting like like some hood rat or
so something. So you think it stems from racism?
It's coming from somewhere. And what...
Or the fact that Jackie is just like...
A rogue? No.
No,
Jackie. There's a reason why she called her... Like, there was any insect in the world that you could
call somebody. I think it might be a New York thing. Because Cardi B be calling people monkeys and cockroaches all the time. I think that's just how they insult people.
She also made reference to... OG being an orangutan. Oh, you see, you're just saying, but at the end of the day, those are racist shit.
You think?
Yes. I honestly feel like the reason why she was even calling OG ugly was because my personal opinion is because OG was dark skinned.
Get out of here. That's her best friend Jennifer is dark. Christian is dark.
No. There's a difference between Jennifer's, city girl, dark.
Malaysia is brown skin. I don't think it's that.
No. I'm telling you.
No, I just don't think she see it for the girl features. It don't have nothing to do with
her African features, okay? African, though, because she's strong. The other
black
African.
Women on there got African features. They got noses and come lips on, and, like, you know.
Okay, so.
They just got a little milk in their chocolate.
All I'm saying is that...
So you agree. You think she's a racist.
I'm not going to say that she's a racist. I'm not going to put that on her. What I'm saying is I understand why OG made those comments to say that, okay, you're racist.
Well, now she's getting sued. OG.
No. The thing about it is Evelyn is so fucking pressed. You see how this bitch is really pressed, though. You can't even lie. You can't lie. She's pressed.
She is pressed. Right. I don't know why she would sue the girl for calling her a racist.
Because of the fact that she knows she's on some bullshit. You was on some bullshit when you was over here attacking.
It's because she lost those two arguments.
You know, you... No, the thing is, it was lost in public. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I told you. That's one thing I can't do is embarrassment. Right. If once you embarrass me, I'll probably go hide under a rock.
And don't ever come up. Like, honestly, I would disappear. Feel like Evelyn should really remove herself from the show because Iyanla definitely did not fix your motherfucking life.
Did she fix anybody's life?
True. You know, I feel like I really feel like she's not really good at what she does. She speaks well.
Where's this conversation going? You are not finna come for auntie like that.
She speaks very well. I just
you know, no. The only thing.
My thing is, I feel like she's good at certain things. She has a she's good at certain things. Period. No. I just feel like, you know, you don't have the knowledge or the education to
deal with the
real, real severe broken cases. Like, you, what she needs to do, what she does is after you really get your treatment, then you come to Iyanla and, you know, fix my life in that way. Like, you know, just patch it up with what I already got with the real people who's treating
me. She do refer them to real therapists and stuff.
That's what I'm saying, because she don't have, she doesn't have the knowledge
or she does have some of the knowledge and education.
So really,
don't take that from her. She got something. Look.
She got something, but
let
she
don't... Let me see what she got. Because I'm not going to let you do Iyanla like that. What credentials? So, the only thing I don't like about Iyanla is, like, she be like... Iyanla, whatever. She try to attribute everything to some childhood trauma. Right. And you be like, what if I had a great childhood and then, like, some shit happened to me as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
She be like, no. You forget. It's a forgotten memory. Just think back. Did your mother mistreat you? Did she make you feel like you wasn't wanted? Did her boyfriend touch you? Did the kids look at you like they wanted to fuck you? Mm-hmm. You'll be like, every time she got to take it all. She tried to. And mm-hmm. it's just like, that's not everybody's story. Like, I understand that may have happened to you and to a lot of your guests. But some people, shit happened when they was teenagers mm-hmm. or adults. Like, everything didn't start from early childhood.
Right, right.
And just like, didn't I tell you that last week on the podcast? They say everybody is one incident away from going crazy. From insanity. So it's just like, some people may have been triggered mm-hmm. in adulthood. Like, you know, recently, I've been experiencing depression and anxiety. And this shit just started happening like a year ago. So, again... Everything ain't because of your childhood. Like, I guess she need to get her some credentials. Oh, she has a law degree. Oh, she's African.
What they saying?
What? No, that's all I see. She has a law degree. And probably some certifications. But she's she's definitely not a clinician. All right.
It was good. Until next time.
Toodle.